From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. According to the office of German Chancellor Angela Merkel, Russian President Vladimir Putin has ordered a partial withdrawal of Russian troops from the Ukrainian border. President Putin is said to have informed the Germans of the move by phone. Thousands of Russian troops still remain in the area. The news comes after Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev made a surprise visit to Crimea. He's the highest-ranking Russian politician to have yet visited the annexed Ukrainian territory. And Russia's lower house of parliament voted to abolish a number of bilateral agreements between Russia and Ukraine, defining the presence of the Russian Black Sea Fleet in Crimea. The lawmakers voted to halt the rent payments to Kiev for the Sevastopol naval base. Anya Ardaeva reports from Moscow.
Russia's lower house of parliament has voted to abolish a total of four agreements, including the 1997 agreement on renting the naval base in Crimea's Sevastopol from Ukraine, a 2010 agreement which extended Russia's rental of the naval base by 25 years in exchange for gas price discounts was also abolished. Under the previous deal, Moscow paid the Ukrainian government over $500 billion for the base annually.
Global warming is producing effects which are likely to be severe, pervasive, and irreversible, according to a key new report from the United Nations. The UN's climate panel says the report sets out overwhelming evidence of the scale of the potential impacts. Scientists and officials agreed on the report after discussions in Yokohama, Japan. Its summary says human health, food supply, homes, and safety are all under threat. Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change Chairman Rajendra Pachauri says the report must not be ignored.
If the world doesn't do anything about mitigating the emissions of greenhouse gases and the extent of climate change continues to increase, then the very social stability of human systems could be at stake.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is heading to Tel Aviv to try and keep peace negotiations between the Israelis and Palestinians on track. Mr. Kerry, who's flying straight from Paris, where he was discussing the Ukraine crisis with the Russian foreign minister, aims to resolve a thorny dispute over the release of Palestinian prisoners. Lorna Shaddick reports from Washington.
John Kerry's envoy to the latest peace talks, Martin Indyk, has been holding a series of long meetings with negotiators on both sides for over a week now to try and rescue the struggling negotiations. They've stalled over the promised release of a fourth batch of Palestinian prisoners from Israeli jails. Israel agreed at the start of the talks to free 104 such inmates. That's in exchange for a promise that the Palestinians wouldn't try to join the International Criminal Court for the duration of the nine-month negotiations.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. The final deadline for Americans to sign up for health insurance under President Obama's signature health care reform law is looming. U.S. officials say the registration website received 2 million visitors over the weekend, even as technical glitches continued to plague the process. Nina Maria Potts reports.
Supporters of President Obama's health care reform law says it's led to the largest expansion in health coverage in America in half a century. That's according to national surveys and enrollment data. They point to at least 9.5 million people previously uninsured getting coverage as the law's initial enrollment period draws to a close. But there are still major challenges to the Affordable Care Act, particularly the risk of premium hikes that could drive away newly insured Americans. Political analysts say the millions of newly insured also create a politically significant constituency that may complicate any future Republican effort to repeal the law.
And Japan has agreed to suspend a whaling program in the Antarctic after the UN's International Court of Justice determined the country was using a scientific research program as a guise to kill whales. Although Japan agreed to a moratorium on whaling in 1986, they are allowed to capture and kill whales in order to conduct scientific research. As Lindsay Mastis reports, the ruling is not a permanent end to whaling.
The ruling is a victory for environmental groups and for Australia. The country's lawsuit against Japan led to the court's decision. Japan said it captured 3,600 mink whales since 2005 in order to determine whether commercial whaling could resume without placing whales in danger of extinction. Japan has agreed to pull all its whaling permits in the Antarctic, but it will continue with a smaller program located in the northern Pacific Ocean. Whale meat is sold commercially in Japan.
And that's the latest feature story news. Rebecca Foster reporting.